Test.
Bomb. Bomb.
Is that?
What?
Oh, it's thunder and lightning out. That is lovely.
Fuck, my window's closed.
Go check.
Son of a bitch.
Mic check.
No, it is.
You confident with that?
Yep. 100%.
You sure?
100%. 110%.
110%?
Yep.
Lou Ferrigno said on Celebrity Apprentice.
Samuel Jackson. In.
It's more like Titan.
That is, wow. That's some serious.
Thunderstorm.
Oh, it was such a shunder.
Wait.
It's a. Oh my god, so look at that. That bite right there kind of looks like a plane.
Yeah, Bush did 9/11.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, he's
going. Yeah, hold it. He'll just pick it up. And,
three, two.
Good afternoon.
It's a storm and outside.
Oh, it's such a shunder.
A storm is coming, Mr. Wayne.
Oh, hello. I love the rain.
Do you?
Do you guys hear that rain? Wait, everybody be quiet. Let's hear.
Can I open this?
Article. Well, yeah.
The pitter-patter of the rain on the window?
The pitter-patter of the footsteps.
But
of the
front porch. But it sucks because my room's in the basement now, so I don't get to hear anything.
Alright,
open it up.
We're gonna open the window, folks.
Other way. Yeah, okay, there you go.
Alright, now.
Alright, let's get the ambiance.
Close your eyes, you are now in a tropical rainforest.
And welcome to
Ribbit. Ribbit.
It was a dark and stormy night. One like this.
Ended a frame. Crawled through a pile of shit. And ended up on the other side, a free man. You haven't seen Shawshank, have you?
No.
You haven't seen Shawshank?
I don't need to.
What a loser.
Yeah, you do. Shawshank's good.
This is the Pompidou
podcast.
All right. I've never podcasted in a storm before. I've never podcasted in the thunder, so I don't know how this is going to listen on the mic.
I want to know what's going to go on late for later.
Gives a little character. Gives a little character to the podcast right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yes.
There was many surprises this episode.
This episode. Oh my god, we say this every other episode.
Yeah.
This might
no,
be
we
the
do.
Best episode. And every other episode we also say this might be the worst episode.
No, I think Lottery was far worse than the date.
I'm not sure I can agree.
I can't either.
They're both really bad.
In their own way.
They're both bad, yeah.
And 1, 3, and 5 has so far been phenomenal.
Yeah.
God.
I thought five this episode today was pleasant.
Yeah, they're not going to be outside.
They're not going to be outside.
That bonfire of yours is not happening.
Yeah.
No.
Good thing I'm not
Thank
playing.
God. Allergies, bro.
you and your stupid allergies.
They're not stupid. They're deadly. Every once in a... Right. Once in a career, you get a white album. All right? Like the Beatles got.
Right.
It's like, how much more black can you
right?
get?
Right. You make... If you're,
none.
You make
none
The Godfather.
More black.
Right? Your pinnacle, your career. Right? I'm trying to think of another example. You win a Super Bowl. Something like that. Once.
Through cheating or not through cheating?
Deflategate.
Deflategate!
Here we go.
I don't know if you guys know the,
we're not sure where we're releasing
episode this 4, then the bonus episode,
yeah,
and this episode were all filmed on the same night.
Yes, in front of a
yes.
live studio audience.
In front of our live studio audience.
Yeah. AKA the one intern who's still in the box.
No, we got a new one this time.
Well, he's been in there for a while, so we
yeah.
swapped him out.
Yeah.
You hit the pinnacle of your career. Pompidou just presented
pinnacle.
To us. We just got done watching episode 5, Hoarder,
doesn't
right? The Hoarder? Hoarder?
Hoarder.
Hoarder, right? The show Pompidou has just produced a masterpiece. And I am ready, I am so excited for the next hour of my life to break down this episode.
Which, hold on.
Because I thought front to back, I thought this was an absolute work of art. It was perfection, and I loved it.
Well,
I disagree, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you why as we go.
Okay.
So, Zachary, on to you.
I was going
to
say, you, when we finished the bonus episode,
yes,
because we did 4 bonus now.
Yes.
Yep.
You, after the bonus, before we started watching, when Nick was off, urinating in the woods.
I was in a toilet.
Yes.
In the woods, still.
It's the woods. it was an outhouse.
Yeah.
You said, and you might have said it when he came back to watch the episode, but that you would not, that you were, you didn't want to do it.
I was in the wrong state of mind. I said
you
I didn't.
Wrong state of mind.
I said I didn't think I had another one in me.
Yeah.
I thought the tank was empty. Little did I know that I was about to watch 25 minutes of nothing but a solid gasoline pump into my vein. Wow, that's lightning.
That was gross.
Yeah. I can't even, like... I'm happy I'm not, like...
Yes, this is... I'm sure this mic... Having electronic devices on is probably not safe, but okay.
It's all right. We're fine. The house is grounded, maybe.
Sure.
Well, his basement is flooded. So,
but anyway.
Any grounding is going to hit the bottom floor, which is full of water.
Yes.
And then we'll all die.
So, yes, I'm ready to break this down. I think the best way to go about this is chronologically, because I think there is a lot of ground to cover.
A lot of ground.
I don't think we're going to get into many tirades like we normally do. I think we're going to sort of stay laser focused on this episode.
Yeah.
No, so let's begin with the opening credits. Now, I will... Yes. Let's sort of
Nico
set the
and I,
scene.
Especially me, I think, yes. Lost our shit.
Yes.
I lost my shit sort of because you lost your shit, and I will explain what happened. Because we do a podcast about Pompidou, this is, I think, a unique experience to people that watch that show to podcast about it. We study everything. We pay attention to everything.
Every detail. Nothing left unturned.
Every nuance.
And this episode... threw us for a curveball.
Right, because...
Threw us four curveballs.
Really?
Four of them.
Four of them.
Yes.
But the first one...
Yes.
Was...
So we study these opening credits, and in the first episode of the show...
I've talked about this before.
We have broken down the particular sort of the camera angles and the... And
down
that was
the
first,
left and back.
That was the first thing we did
in the
first episode, was talk about...
How
the camera goes
down,
pans down to the left and
slightly
and
backwards.
Back.
Yes,
we just said that first episode, first thing we said.
Yeah,
and then
changed.
It lines up.
Yeah,
changed people
and the sign that says Pompidou Manor falls off the building
as we expect,
and then the camera goes wide to see the sign falling.
Yes,
now,
to a totally new angle.
This episode, right as the sign fell. And I literally said, right before it happened, I said, oh, what do you guys think is going to happen? It's the same. Because
we predict, yeah.
And I said, what do you think is going to happen? I bet the sign's going to fall.
That has been a running joke with us is we every time we think, oh my God, it's going to be different this time.
And it never
and
is.
Not.
And it never is.
All of a sudden, the sign falls.
Yes.
And when it switches to a new camera angle, it is a completely different
fucking... Did your
lights
just flicker, or was that a fucking bolt of lightning?
I think both. I think both.
Go at the same time.
Damn.
Yeah.
No. That was a completely different fucking angle.
And your face.
They can so hear that.
Oh,
look
it's
at
great.
That.
It's giving a little
oh
ambiance.
Oh, my God.
You
can hear the storm in my
heart.
That
was great. Holy I saw that one.
Here's the deal, guys.
If we die tonight.
Well, also, if you have the fortitude, save this podcast and let's do it on Halloween. it'll be great ambiance.
This is the Halloween episode of Pumpkin.
Oh, so much is happening.
Oh my
so,
God.
So
that's awesome.
When
that's
this
great.
When this change of camera angle happened.
Were you wearing it?
No, I just found it.
No, Nick's, like, I'm being dead serious.
I am too.
Nick's face lit up as though he had just watched The Red Wedding on Game of Thrones and didn't know it was coming.
Which didn't happen to me.
Right. It is the shock. An absolute just holy shit, mind blown look. And Zach and I also was taken a little bit aback. Like, I had to pause the show because I'm like, holy shit, it just changed.
I was surprised it happened, but I lost my shit because I look at Nick.
Yes.
And Nick's not moving. He has a rod, a pretzel rod.
Yes.
A rod. I have a rod in my hand.
We call them just rods.
You call them rods. I call them pretzels.
He calls them rods.
I call them rods.
I just call it a pretzel. It's a fucking pretzel stick.
It's a pretzel rod.
It's a rod.
It's a rod.
I'm sorry.
He had a rod in his hand.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was just sitting there.
Yes.
Like wide-eyed, mouth open. And I lost my shit. And then I look at Nico.
Yes.
And Nico's sitting there with, like, the remote in his hand. And he lost his shit.
Yeah.
And then I just lost my shit because you guys were reacting so...
Yes. Yes.
Epically to it. To me, it was like, oh, hey, look at that. And then you pause it and I look back. And I see that. And it was...
The question. So the question is obviously big reaction from us as uber fans of the show.
Uber fans?
And Nick, you're the go-to guy with this, sort of.
I know, it's cool, isn't it?
It's awesome.
Talk to me. What is the implication? What does this mean?
What does this mean?
What does this mean? Break it down.
What does this mean?
No.
Everyone else said it.
This is such a...
Oh my God.
Such a tough question.
Yeah.
What does this mean?
That's awesome.
It definitely means... It was implying...
Holy shit!
Wow. lot of
lightning. Oh my god. Sorry, light. That was a lot of lightning.
I love people are listening to this as they do half of the show. Just every 20 seconds. Holy shit. This is the greatest podcast ever.
Was it supposed to rain like this?
No.
Well, we planned a bonfire tonight, so apparently
not. Clearly not.
Either John's a bad planner.
Both possible.
No, John would have looked ahead.
I feel like he would have too. Yeah.
All right. What is
that's crazy.
What does it mean?
It certainly means that the writers knew that this episode was going to be different. And they needed to clue us in somehow.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I will say.
I don't know if I can go as far to say exactly what they were thinking, though.
Well, obviously not.
This sounds like an inside joke. This is impossible. Them.
Well, I think for a number of reasons, this episode is very special to the writers of the show, as it was to us. And
they had their first...
Is your hatch in the basement still open?
Oh. You keep talking? I'm going
to
go...
Do you want me to just... I'll pause
well,
this.
No, keep talking.
No, I'm going to pause it.
I'm unpausing this because... Just listen to that rain real quick. Just...
Is the hatch closed?
Hatch is closed. That is picking the fuck up.
I know. I'm over here, and every time we stop talking, I'm looking, and all of that is rain.
Yeah.
Can you hear my what?
My God.
Underneath?
Yeah. All right.
That was a close call.
So we all switched spots just now.
Yes.
We all did three
musical
chairs.
All three of us.
None of us are sitting in the same chairs. We did before. Here's what I will say. This episode was different for a number of reasons, and we will get into them extensively. I do believe that this episode, and this is going back to your alternate reality theory, I believe that this episode is not canon with the rest. I think that this is sort of, Community does that every once in a while, where they just take place in a different universe or whatever. You know, a lot of shows do musical episodes and things like that.
And I think this was one of them.
You could say this is a musical episode.
Yeah, it was.
To a degree.
I think, and this is, we have been saying that this... That
it was almost like an ode to Pitch Perfect, kind of.
Oh,
which
small last, spoilers?
Which
small
last spoilers. Episode which and is, earlier today
which is
for
hilarious.
Us? We were just talking about Pitch Perfect and how much I hate it,
and something about Pitch Perfect.
We'll get there.
Specifically,
we'll get there.
But we'll get there.
Now,
here's the thing.
Wait, have we started? Yeah, we did.
Well, we have been.
Never mind.
Yes,
we said the name. Yes.
We have been discussing how the episodes of the show are in an alternate universe, or they sort of.
Holy shit.
how they have existed in at least...
Whoa!
Oh my god.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great.
Okay.
I've never done this.
Sorry, the storm. It's very distracting.
It is distracting.
How this...
Let's do it, though.
How this show is set in a different universe. You thought it was the Charlie Brown universe.
It is the Charlie Brown universe.
We assume it's Charlie Brown universe. This is what I believe this is.
This episode helps distinguish the Charlie Brown universe theory.
No, incorrect.
Incorrect.
This episode is set in our reality. Unlike the rest.
Unlike the rest.
Because it is a universe where selfies exist.
You're right.
It's the first time we saw iPhones in anything. Right?
First time we saw children.
We saw children. It is the first time that we saw things that like a Rubik's Cube, like things that actually exist in our reality.
Which all I want to do now is
And it also a place where a certain other person exists that we will get to later in the episode. This episode is set in our reality.
Did it just stop?
It's where Pirates of the Caribbean is.
You're right.
You know, it is where Freddie Mercury exists. It is where the Jamaican banana exists, apparently. I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it is.
That's not the banana from Peanut Butter Jelly Time, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think that one had dreadlocks.
I don't think so. So,
anyway.
So that is my theory. And that is why that intro is slightly different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So not only was it an alternate angle, it was an alternate timeline. It's like when you draw a line, and all of a sudden there's an angle skewed off into another line. That's what this camera angle was.
We know what alternate timeline.
It's Back to the Future 2.
Back to the Future 2.
Right, when they're mapping it out.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're like, this is timeline, and to draw the chalkboard.
Line
good old Doc.
Skew.
Good old Doc Brown.
Doc Brown.
I
always want to think Doc Mountain, but that's so not right.
Not even close.
It's a shoe.
Yes. We open the episode. Pompidou has a bit of a hoarding problem. We find out that Pompidou is a bit of a pack rat. I don't know how that's possible because he's poor. He goes from one day not having enough money for food to having money to just to
spend on lotto tickets.
Yep. It is a very strange thing, but his house all of a sudden is full of shit. Right? Yes.
objects, things.
Yes.
Not poop.
And I will clarify.
That would be weird.
On a,
there's an episode.
On a more macro level with this episode, what I loved about it so much, and this is really what I love in all movies and TV shows that I watch, I love when a show starts going in one direction and completely takes off into a complete tangent and has nothing to do with the original. It's what The Simpsons does in every episode. You know, they start with one thing, and then 10 minutes in, there's this weird sort of side jag, and the plot becomes a totally new thing.
Normally, I like that.
You know, I loved it here.
I normally like it. My issue is the fact that the episode was named Hoarding.
Yes.
And after about 2 minutes, it was no longer about hoarding.
It was, it was only really the beginning.
I would have rather them have named the episode something that had to do with the plot towards the end.
Flea Market or something.
Yeah.
I love when episode titles
have nothing to do with the episode. There was also...
I kind of dig that.
There was parts that I didn't understand why they included.
Like, really?
Well, no.
Is that new from last
episode? No. Like, last episode... Okay, yeah, you had the fly, but the fly shows up again at the end... but, like, when they're in Save the Disabled, which is the thrift shop...
Yes.
Why is he going around with the change cup?
I didn't get that. Did you get that?
I have a theory, but I don't know how accurate
it
is. Well,
go for it. Let's hear your idea.
Well, he walked out with a doll from the place, so I was thinking maybe he was going around with the donation cup to take money out of the donation cup to buy something else. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a stretch...
Right. Well, the whole thing was eventually Hove, after Pompidou said, "All right, I'll clean up, don't worry about it," and just shoves, which I legitimately thought that was good comedy. Of just putting the stuff, and he was just at the top, under his bed. And
the bed was
elevated like 5 feet off the ground.
Yeah, Hove goes to like change because he spilled tea on
it. It's like, oh, clean your room, and you throw everything under your bed or in your closet.
Right.
Pompidou took all the shit that was flooding his little... fucking RV, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Threw it all under his bed. Yeah.
And then
Hope
comes back out, and you just like, and it's like
bullshit. No.
It's like against the ceiling. Pompidou's like against the ceiling on the bed.
Good afternoon.
It was good. No, that was funny.
Yes.
That was legitimate comedy.
It was really good. There were a few of those things.
Yeah, there were.
I mean, I love making fun of how horrible the show is, and I still believe, honestly, this episode is still a horrible episode of television by any by any standards, right? I thought glimmers.
I could honestly see, like, Community doing this.
There were some good jokes. There were some solid laughs in there.
And this is what happens when we get all five writers of the... Or when we have five writers per episode. You know, the five writer episodes, the ones that are pretty solid. And
it's a group effort.
Right. You know what I feel like this is? I feel like they're getting together every Wednesday or something.
Like we do?
Like we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're writing the show. Yeah. And I feel like every other Wednesday, like, two of them have a commitment.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It just they couldn't show up at the same time.
And then one of the Wednesdays nobody could show up. Matt Lucas is like, fine, I'll do it myself.
Yes.
And that's what the show is.
Exactly. All right.
The storm kinda stopped. It's kinda
Welcome to New England. Yeah. I mean it's still thundering and lightning out. It's raining a little bit, but it's not downpouring.
Me and water are not on good terms today.
Yeah?
I'll be honest with you.
Oh.
Not a big
fan. I was like, why?
Oh right, the basement flooded.
Right.
The basement
did flood.
So, they clean up, quote-unquote, Pompidou cleans up.
Yes.
They go to the thrift shop, and they get rid of some stuff.
That's right,
What happened next, gentlemen?
Hove and Pompidou came across...
It appears to be like a church.
It was a church, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost...
Which would sort of explain all the old people.
Like a community center.
It was like a penny sale.
Yeah, we've kind of... And as Nico said, I think, during the episode... There are a lot of old people on the show.
There was a lot of older people.
Heavy on the elderly.
All right. Here's the casting department on this show. Whatever, it's like one or two guys probably just hanging around.
It's just Matt Lucas.
Whatever this department did, they just went into a retirement home and just said, you, come with me. Can I borrow them for a couple minutes?
And then they're like, well, they can't remember lines. And he's like,
perfect.
Excellent.
We don't have to pay them anything. You know, just...
They just got off Babble.
Make sure they're not
Do you have any mumblers? Yes? We'll take them. Let's go.
And that's how they found Matt Lucas, actually.
Exactly. They are just the entire cast. Just an endless supply of the elderly in this show. So many old people.
Now, this episode...
We saw our first recurring character.
Who? Well, there were a couple of those. Oh, the girl from the woman from the bench.
The woman from the bench who also works at the
thrift shop.
This is her third appearance in this. Yeah.
Remember? Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Third appearance.
We saw her 4 times, but there was 3 episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, now...
Where to go?
This episode, though, we also saw the most young people we've ever seen.
We did.
The only.
Which is why...
And there was, like, 20.
Which is why I am led to believe that this is not canon.
None of them talked, though.
No, they did. The big old... selfie chick did.
None of them significantly talked well enough to, like, prove or disprove my Peanuts universe theory at all. But she just came up and she goes, "Selfie? Want to take a selfie?"
Right.
And he's like, "Shh, whatever." And he takes selfies. So what happens at the Baptist Church Community Center? Let's start there.
What doesn't happen?
So they set up.
Yes.
And people are coming and buying all of his pumpkin stuff. And he's telling him why you shouldn't buy them.
Right.
Like the lamp.
There's this ball. There's this bouncy ball.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, you wanted to talk about this.
I do want to talk about this quite extensively. Okay.
All right. Well, let me go.
I'll tell you why.
The only reason I stopped is because he said, I'll talk about it later. Yeah, so.
I was giving Zach a thumbs up there.
I died. I absolutely died when this was happening.
I had to resuscitate him.
It was
the only chance Nick got to use his crotch to mouth resuscitation technique.
It worked like a charm.
Crotch to mouth? You blow me up like a balloon?
Oh, no. His crotch.
No, Nico, my crotch.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll work too.
You blow me like a balloon, baby.
Don't ever call me baby ever again.
Do you remember 8th grade in math class with the banana?
I don't.
You don't? Oh, I'll tell you after.
Please tell this story. No! You did not just say, hey, remember that time in 8th grade with the banana? And there's no way you're not telling this story on the podcast.
So,
go.
we were in a group of people.
Yes.
The worst part is I do remember this, but I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you do! And there was 4 of us? 5 of us? Wow. Something. It was me, Nick, and 2 of our friends. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of them was a girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say names.
First off, this is like the first time I ever talked to her, and this is how we became friends.
Yes.
Okay.
And someone pulled out a banana. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who. It might have been you.
No, I didn't have a banana. I think it was her.
Was it her?
Yeah.
And Nick goes...
Naturally,
of course. even in 8th grade, goes, "Hey, how far can you fit that down your throat?" And oh, it gets better. It gets better.
Very charming, Nicholas.
So she goes, "Well, if it bends like this, you have a problem." And he looks her dead in the eye and goes, "I'll let it bend any way you want."
Wait a minute, who is this?
J.H.
J.H.
No! Jonah Hill, sorry. Okay, we're moving on. No names.
Who? Oh!
Yeah.
That was your introduction to this girl?
Yes.
Oh my god, Nick.
Yep. Okay, where were we?
Charming as all. Nothing's changed, Nick. So...
The bouncy ball.
The reason why I love the bouncy... This is either an homage or a straight ripoff of my favorite SNL sketch of all time. Okay, my favorite SNL sketch of all time is a talk show. God, it's some sort of public access interview show. You can almost see it on CBT. It's like Consumer Digest almost.
Okay,
and there is this journalist that is interviewing Dan Aykroyd, and Dan Aykroyd is playing the sleaziest businessman in the history of business people.
Okay.
Okay. He's got a leather jacket on. Ooh. He's got, like, imagine it. He talks like this, you know? Hair is sleeked back, jet black, right? All gel in his hair.
Like John Travolta in Grease?
Shady, though. Just, like, shady. Like, this guy is a sleazeball, all right? And they're sitting there having...
So John Travolta in real life.
This guy...
That's right.
This guy is the CEO of a toy company. And this toy company has been coming under a lot of criticism for putting really dangerous toys on the market for children. Okay. One of which...
Sounds like that episode of Family Guy.
Yeah, they're probably all ripping off in this SNL sketch, right? And...
Well, if it ain't broke.
One of these toys is a toy called the Bag of Glass.
You've
seen Bag of Glass?
It is just a
plastic bag filled with glass, right? And they go over it. He's also got something called Teddy Chainsaw Bear, with a giant teddy bear with a chainsaw through its... And he's like, oh, you know, the bag of glass, look at all the colors. You know, the colors of rainbow. It teaches the colors. Things like that. I'm trying to do a Dan Aykroyd impression right now.
That is a spot on Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. You know, you're going to find it on the street. You know, you're just give the kids what they want, you know, all right? And so they're saying, you know, essentially making the point that, like, you know, anything could be dangerous. We're just giving the kids what they want.
Okay.
So the journalist then says to him, how about these? Why can't you have more toys like this? And gives a number of just regular old toys. One of which, a kid's telephone. And he's throwing the telephone. And he's like, oh, I don't know what's up. And he takes the cord dildo and starts strangling himself with it. Like, look, this could happen. Like, he choked it dead, whatever, right?
And this is why they don't use the telephone.
So that's why you shouldn't do this. Yep. The last toy he uses...
Is it hippity hop?
...is a plastic ball. Just a plastic yellow ball.
I promise, folks, we have a point.
And he starts bouncing the ball. Right. I'm playing with a bounce of the ball, and all of a sudden just throws the ball in his mouth like, I'm choking on the ball. That's exactly what the Pompidou joke was. Bouncing on the thing.
This is a giant bouncing ball. Like, it's a sit on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's saying, like, all of a sudden, bounce me. He didn't say the word. Though. Right, yeah. Bounce in there, yeah. Goes into her mouth.
And you choke.
And she chokes to death on it.
That is exactly, I thought immediately, a bag of glass. Of Dan Aykroyd and Bag of Glass. It was so, so great. And that's why I love that. It could be an homage. Maybe they're just big SNL fans, or maybe they're just ripping it off. Who knows? Probably the second.
I think Matt Lucas wrote that himself. I don't think he had it.
He wrote the sketch back in the 1980s, and then all of a sudden,
this show's clearly been in the waiting, you know?
Obviously.
That's why the cast is so old.
There you go. Maybe it was the old SNL writing staff.
They had a dog, but it died, so they just got a puppet.
There you go.
That's actually... No, they just stuffed the dog.
There you go.
So a lamp was going to electrocute this woman, so she couldn't buy that. The mirror, like what he was saying, it was like, it makes you look fat.
Right.
Like a convincing, funhouse mirror.
Convincing people not to buy his things because he doesn't want to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Hove wants to sell them.
And Hove is like,
get the fuck out. He's like, GTFO.
Yeah, he's like, go over there. And do we want it? Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get into it.
Okay. He stands near the, and I saw this coming as soon as it zoomed out and you saw the cake. But right. He stands next to a guess the weight of the cake thing.
Yeah.
In my mind, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, he's going to eat it all and put the weight zero.
Right. Is that a common game in Britain is what I want to know.
Is guess the weight of the cake?
Like,
well, what was with the thing that they dropped through the tube? What was that?
Yeah, you just like
hit it against the wall or something? Is that... I've never
heard of that shit.
Because it's either like a really clever takeoff on that guess the weight of the cake thing... Or it's just a contrived thing where it's like, oh, look, Pompidou's going to eat cake.
Yeah.
It's very contrived otherwise. But yeah, we all knew where that joke was going. Probably the low point of the episode.
They never got back to that, though. Like, who won?
Technically, Pompidou.
But I'm just wondering. Like, I need to know.
Technically, Pompidou did. That's all you need to know.
I'm glad he used the right unit of measurement, kilograms.
Yes.
What was he going to use? It's a British show. Do you think he was going to put pounds or something?
No. Well,
or
that's
like
money.
Stone?
That's money, Zach. Don't be stupid.
Listen. After the amazing victory that Pompidou had later this episode, I don't think he's too worried about
that. I don't think he's worried about that.
Right.
You think so?
So
next, there's a little game with the ball. Throwing a wooden ball.
Like an over, like, coconut?
I don't understand the point of him throwing the ball badly.
I think he was trying to get the guy to tell him, no, you gotta throw it overhand.
But what's the point of getting the guy to tell him? Anyways.
You saw why.
He throws the ball.
Right.
I'm gonna skip all the bullshit. He throws the ball. And hits Hove in the fucking head.
Right in the temple.
Right in the temple.
Yes.
And then he goes over to the first aid people.
St. Joe's ambulance booth.
Yeah. And he says, guys, there's... Yeah.
Because you're supposed to be wrong.
And there was a situation, he's like, there was this old woman. This old woman, she come over. Here, you talk and I'll translate, okay?
Okay. So he's out to do. I'm sweet to do.
There was this old woman and she came over. And she wanted to buy something.
A dabba dee, a dabba of sort of pee pee.
But we told her you can't buy that.
But we told her there was a family of raccoons living in my pubic hair.
Yeah.
Oh, if they don't listen to the bonus episode, they're going to be confused.
But yeah, no, so...
Like, they're not already.
So we told her she couldn't buy it.
Monster shirt.
She got mad. Got an army of old ladies. And she threw this ball at Hove and hit him in the temple.
Very naughty.
Please help him. And yeah.
Yeah.
And then they came over.
Right.
And they helped Hove.
Good.
Glad now that is done.
Now that that's settled. All right.
All right. So they help Hove or whatever. Get him out of there.
Yes.
So Pompadour takes the sign that says everything must go. And he goes, how can I solve this?
Another great, I thought this was legitimate good comedy.
So he takes the marker, and he just scribbles out the words, everything must go.
Right.
And then puts the sign right back where it was.
So the sign doesn't say anything. It just scribbled over. He doesn't just take the sign down. He has to remove the sign, scribble it,
and put it back.
Yes, as if no one will notice.
And then he's just shooing people away.
Yes.
And then Hove comes back, realizes Pompadour threw it, and banished him again from...
He banishes him.
The sale.
You are banished to the Shadow Realm.
Right. Now...
Right. And this...
This is where it gets fun.
This is where we take a turn.
And this was only, like, the last 10 minutes,
oh,
right?
But that's, like, half the show.
But right. It's, like, the last 10 minutes is where it really became...
The third act.
It became whatever the fuck you wanted it to be.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you said we're all taking turns explaining it? Is that what you just said?
Oh, I don't care. You can sit. Go ahead.
All right. So he's standing there, and then he sees a sign for fancy dress competition, like a costume, I would assume, competition. That's what it looked like at the end. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay. So he comes up with the idea, and he goes in where they have all the costumes, and he comes out in a different costume.
The first one
is clearly... Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Clearly.
Pompadour as the pirate.
Yes.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
He penciled in the mustache.
Yes. Beautiful.
The little soul patch on here.
Again,
the
costume
beard.
Department really outdid themselves.
They really outdid themselves.
The costume department is getting a lot of credit on these episodes.
Yes.
We're giving a lot of shout outs here.
Yes.
We should really get the names of the costume designers on Pompadour.
Yeah. Look that up.
You know, we have one episode left.
We do. We'll
That's a good point. Yeah. So he goes over.
And this is not, by the way, to take part in the costume contest.
No.
This is a ploy to it's a disguise.
Yeah, it's a disguise to go and get his stuff back.
Yeah, as a way of buying his
stuff.
So
he goes over, and he piles up the box of stuff, and Ho's like, oh, £2, and so he gives him money.
Right.
And then he just walks outside and places it right outside the door of this church.
And this group of young children ask to take a selfie with him.
Yes.
So they did.
So selfies, let's make this, again, the selfie fad has hit the Pompadour universe. Which I love.
Yeah.
You cannot escape the selfie wherever you go.
No.
The selfie sticks.
Of course not.
On Instagram, Snapchat.
Did you see that picture? There was like a zoo and the sign was like, no selfie sticks.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I really want a selfie stick really bad.
Why?
You don't take selfies.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Oh yeah, all the time. I kind of want to use this as like a broadcasting tool. I feel like that'd be some great Periscope action. I feel like I could really get some good Periscope shots.
Okay. So...
Yeah.
So
he buys his
You're not on
stuff.
Periscope?
No.
No? You should. What's that? On Periscope. You don't know Periscope?
No.
I don't know what Periscope is.
Oh, it's a live streaming app. So you can just hit a button and all of a sudden you're live to the internet. And people on Twitter get notified and then you can
go
about your day. No. Oh yeah, I love it. I've been streaming my car ride and stuff. It's been fun.
It's pretty stupid.
So anyway.
Three people.
So he goes back and changes into what are they called? Geisha.
Yes, a geisha. Japanese geisha.
Japanese geisha.
Wait. Zach, we have a Japanese correspondent in the room.
Yes.
All right, we have an expert on the Japanese language.
Yes.
You're about to go explain this scene, Nick, and why it is so hilarious.
So he walks out as a Japanese geisha with a fan.
Yes.
And, you know, being all...
Full makeup.
Geisha-y.
Geisha-y, yes.
And walks over to Hove.
Geisha.
He walks over to Hope and gathers a box and I want this and this and this and this. But I skipped the most important part.
Yeah.
She walks over to good afternoon, konnichiwa. Now, for any of you folks who don't know Japanese,
probably all the listeners.
Now, a lot of you people probably think konnichiwa means hello. That's
what I always.
That's not what it means.
No.
Konnichiwa directly translates to good afternoon.
No! Is that true?
I swear to God.
You didn't hear him saying this?
I mean, I heard, like, a rough translation.
No. It, like, directly, like, literally.
So if I go on Google Translate and type in Konnichiwa.
Yeah, let's, I mean, we can do it. So,
do a search.
The way it works is, Ohayo gozaimasu is good morning.
He will take Ohio, any chance.
Wait a minute.
Ohayo.
Ohayo. What?
Ohayo gozaimasu.
Gozaimasu.
Or Ohio.
Or Ohio. Ohio. Ohio is a word in Japanese.
It's a
Cleveland, Ohio is Cleveland hello.
Okay.
Wait, that just sounds like they're trying to say hi in Spanish, doesn't it? Ohio.
Ohio.
Doesn't it?
Ohio.
That's pretty great. All right, konnichiwa.
That's not, I'm guessing that's not
translates
how
it's, to konnichiwa.
Just switch the languages and type good afternoon and go to Japanese.
From translate from
what?
What?
All right.
You just spelled konnichiwa wrong.
Just do this.
Oh yeah, type in good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
Yeah, all right. Good afternoon. Yeah,
if it.
Oh, but then it comes up in.
Konnichiwa! Oh, it does!
So, yeah, so it literally... So, because Ohio means good morning, and konbanwa means good night. And konnichiwa literally means, like, good afternoon. Like, it's after, like, around 11 or so.
I did not know that.
I'm loving this episode every more... the more we talk about it. So he literally said...
Good afternoon.
That is...
in Japanese.
That is great.
And I think that added a whole new element to it.
That was lovely. That's like, they had to do research.
Yeah.
Not
really.
Either that or somebody just knew.
Yeah.
Very
that konnichiwa means literally, directly, good afternoon.
It's not that hard. They could use Google Translate like we just did.
Wow. Why would they do that?
Why not?
Without.
I always just thought konnichiwa was hello and goodbye.
I
thought it was like.
I said that to people like. I've said it night, in the morning.
I thought it was like aloha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, goodbye is actually like a whole different word too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not.
Wow.
I've used it like a lot.
If you were in Japan and you said konnichiwa to someone in the morning, they wouldn't like, you know, they wouldn't be like hate you for it probably. I don't think they'd be rude about it, but I hope not.
Just some weird white guy walking in misusing the word konnichiwa, I don't think he'd be offended.
Oh, Landai trying to imitate Landai.
Wow, Zach. Wow.
I'm racist. You guys know this. Everyone's a little bit racist.
Did you see Louis C.K.'s SNL?
No.
The internet is, of course. Oh, everybody's offended. Not. Oh, Louis C.K. crossed the line in the latest stand-up set. All of a sudden, the world... fucking genocide is happening. We're worried about Louis C.K.'s stand-up bit on SNL. Said something about how... I'm mild racist. I'm 70s racist. I'm just I am the least racist that I could have been from grown up in the 70s.
Yeah.
And, like, the worst it gets every once in a while is, like, if a black guy in a hoodie walks into a convenience store when he's there, he reacts the mild race way of reacting. He's like, everything's fine. Why am I even thinking about it? Of course it's fine. Obviously, nothing's wrong with that. Why am I even thinking about it? Of course, that's what mild racist is.
That's like diet racism.
Or if you have a doctor that's like a minority, like an Indian or something, he says, well, that's good. I'm happy about this. That's really good. That's a mild racist. And of course, the internet.
That's so
offensive.
On the low end of the.
Yes.
Of the
anyway.
Offensive radar.
I love Louis C.K.
So that's what you are. You're mild racist.
I'm mildly racist, yes. Yeah.
So.
Diet racist.
He gets more stuff. And then he has Hove carry the stuff out because he's a lady.
Yes.
And. After Hove brings it out, of course, Hove gets on his knee and kisses...
I don't think he gets on it. I think he just...
Oh, he kisses Pompidou's hand.
Mm-hmm.
He giggles.
This is the third time Hove has kissed a man.
Yes, definitely.
I don't count this one because he did not know...
Every odd-numbered episode, he's kissed a man.
False pretenses, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Every odd-numbered episode, Hove has kissed a man.
That is true. That is very true. I'm saying, listen, I'm not... There are definitely undertones, at the very least, right?
Yeah.
There is a little bit of gaydar going off.
Oh, totally.
Right. All right.
Now, so the next costume, Nico, do you wanna?
Do you wanna talk about the next one?
Yeah,
it's
not
as exciting.
Was
but...
you know about as much as we do,
right? So we came out
In just a full body costume, sort of like a Barney the Dinosaur or something.
Yeah.
You know, no face, can't see anything. It is just a single piece felt costume, and it is of a Jamaican banana.
Yep.
I mean, the only kind of banana, really.
Naturally.
But
then, like, the music changed when he came out.
The music was the Pompadour music with a reggae, like,
beat backdrop to it. Beat, yeah.
Thing, kind of like a, sound like reggae instruments almost. Like.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what it is
now,
exactly.
Now, you might be thinking, oh, maybe they're going to end this podcast with that one.
Right.
No. We're not, because there's a better one.
They're much better one.
As a matter of fact, I vote that we put the entire fucking song at the end.
I agree.
I don't care how long.
The entire medley.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Right? Yeah.
Cool.
I'm down with that.
Okay. So.
You'll see. You'll see. Don't worry.
Folks. I hope they watch this. Guys, if you watch really? Any episode.
Watch this one, right? If you watch any episode, watch 1, 3, and 5.
Yeah. But like, no. Like, this is the best episode so far. It is. Like, if you're, you know, if you're four episodes in to listen to the Pompadour podcast,
but,
watch this
but
episode.
If you just watch this one and you don't watch any of the others, there's kind of no context. You need to know how bad
it is. There's no context anywhere.
No, because you need to know how bad it is. Before you can really appreciate this, I feel like.
There you go.
I feel like we're building up the hype, and if they watch just this one, they're gonna be like, it's not that good.
All right, well. Yeah,
watch the shittiest one. Number two, probably, or number four, I don't know.
Two.
Eh.
Depending.
Watch two, then four, then five, and you'd be like, wow. Mm-hmm. Five is just, yeah. Oh, so good.
Okay, so.
So.
Last costume.
Last costume.
Best costume.
Yes.
Hands down.
Easily.
Yeah.
The music
changes
again.
He goes to change, it changes again.
And then he walks out.
He is dressed in iconic yellow jacket.
Yes.
Freddie Mercury. Which I actually have a picture to show you afterwards.
Okay.
Can't wait. I lied. It's not on my phone. I'll tell you about it. It's the symbol for Mercury on the periodic tables.
Yeah.
Dressed up as Freddie Mercury.
That's awesome.
And then I also had another one.
Is it also gay?
Yes. it was all like the noble gases, and they had like monocles and top hats.
Does it also only use a mic stand if it's cut up?
Yeah. Oh no! Yeah, it was hilarious.
Now, I love Freddie Mercury. He's amazing.
He was the best.
He's amazing. This and the fact that Pompidou
gave an homage.
Gave an homage.
A beautiful
big
homage. A tearjerker, really.
A tearjerker.
So let's walk away into it. Okay, he goes and buys
the rest of the stuff.
Well, let's assume he buys the rest of the stuff. And then he comes back in, and the what is it, fancy dress competition's going on, and who walks by?
Mm-hmm.
Rebel Wilson.
If you don't know who that is, congratulations.
Yeah.
Fat Amy.
Right.
From Pitch Perfect.
And we were just talking about Fat Amy.
Fat Amy.
Fat Amy fucking walks by.
Now, I thought this was just a person in a Rebel Wilson outfit. What I assumed.
Not to mention, she was like in the competition with the rest of them.
Yeah, like she's walking off stage.
You see people dressed up wearing all these fucking costumes.
And in the Pitch Perfect outfit, right? Doesn't she normally wear that sweatsuit?
Yeah.
Right.
She's dressed as Fat Amy. She's not even Rebel Wilson. She's Fat Amy.
Right. And so I go on IMDb, and I'm like, wait.
And first of all, I said, guys, that's Rebel Wilson. And Nico's like, no, it's not.
He was so confident,
and I'm like, yes, it is. It was 100%. I even said, rewind it, go back, look at it, which he didn't do.
You didn't mention the fact that you knew for a fact, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Until after we already looked it up, because you're a dick.
Yes.
He's got to prove us wrong that way.
Yeah.
He's got to let us do the research, and then
Why would I just tell you? That's boring.
Of course.
I want to see the look of, on your face.
So Zach knew since episode two. Between episode one
episode
and two.
Episode two. I knew.
That Rebel Wilson was going to be in the show eventually.
But I honestly did forget that Rebel Wilson was supposed to be.
Yeah, I can tell.
Because when I saw her, I was freaking out, and then I'm like, oh wait, no, I read that she was in one of the episodes.
Yeah. How the hell they convinced Rebel Wilson to make a cameo in a show called
It was uncredited too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but how
but
they
still.
Was she just hanging out on the set that day? Was she doing? Was she like just vacationing?
Maybe she's like Matt Lucas's like niece or something.
Maybe.
Wait a minute.
Like I don't fucking.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Because she was in Bridesmaids, wasn't she?
Yeah. This has nothing to do with Bridesmaids, though.
Huh?
This has nothing to do with.
No,
Bridesmaids.
No, no. Hold on. No, because she had like her cousin show up, like because she was living in with I don't even know what her name is, and I think the cousin might have been Matt Lucas.
Oh, here we go. Rebel Wilson. Oh my god. Man, we should have looked this up earlier.
What?
Rebel Wilson and real life flatmate Matt Lucas.
No way!
They are fucking dating. Holy!
Wait, they're dating?
They're dating!
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my god.
Wait, you're not kidding.
Oh yeah, and look.
What the fuck? What the?
That's Matt Lucas in Bridesmaids.
That's Matt Lucas is not in Bridesmaids!
What the fuck?
That is Matt Lucas. That is without a doubt Matt Lucas.
No, it is. It is. We've just... Guys.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Holy shit. It's a discovery.
All right, hold on. I am reading this from the Daily Mail. You know it's accurate because it's from the Daily Mail.
Absolutely, yeah.
Speaking to Conan O'Brien earlier this year, the 27-year-old actress admitted they had made the decision to move in together after hitting it off on the set of Bridesmaids. But it hasn't gone down well with their neighbors.
Oh my god, wow. Where is this going?
Wow, this is the greatest sitcom ever. We played roommate... I want to see this sitcom before any episode of Pompidou. We played roommates so well in Bridesmaids, we thought we'd do it for real. But instead of annoying Kristen Wiig, we're annoying all the neighbors nearby. Alright, so this is a platonic relationship?
I guess.
I think they're just friends, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're just friends. But still, that's awesome.
Stop. Marion the Dog is based off of Rebel Wilson.
That explains
everything!
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
If we did research on this show, we would know this.
But we're just... Oh my god.
Think about that for a second.
Hov? What? Why are you looking up Hov?
So, because now I need to know why he's there.
You're not finding anything about Hov.
Pumped it. Why are the critics so wrong about that?
So Rebel Wilson.
You're not gonna find anything.
So Rebel Wilson and Matt Lucas are roommates in real life.
Yes.
And the relationship between him and his dog is mimicking roommates. That relationship in real life. That is why she's making cameos. That is how they convinced her to be on this show in the first place. Wow. Just absolutely wow.
That was that.
Mary and the dog is Rebel Wilson.
That, can I point something out?
Yes.
I would like to point something out.
Yes.
Bitches, do. I told you it wasn't a relationship. I told you.
Oh, you're looking at the actor mm-hmm. here? Alex.
I feel like I've seen him in other stuff too, sadly.
Keeping Mum, The Inbetweeners, Hut 33. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Prod Mandoon and the Flaming Sword of Fire. Have you seen that?
I've heard of that. So
the Wind
actually.
In the Willows? Will You Meet a Tall
but
Dark
anyway,
Stranger?
Anyway.
Will you Will Meet a Tall Dark Stranger? By Woody Allen?
He was in a Woody Allen movie?
He was in a Woody Allen movie?
Holy shit.
So, Rebel Wilson, though.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a good time.
This is amazing to me.
And Pompidou's walking through the crowd, and the announcer is like, oh, wait a minute. And he goes down and gets Pompidou, mm-hmm. and he comes up on stage, and he's like, Freddie Mercury, everyone! Yeah, Freddie Mercury! Yeah. And then he goes up to this keyboardist, right. pianist, and says, quite clearly,
yeah.
do you have the music? That's all he says.
Who says that?
Pompidou.
Pompidou
says
says,
do you have the music?
Okay.
And then it goes into a montage.
A medley
of Pompidou singing Queen songs.
Yes.
And it was beautiful.
It was.
He's saying, what he's saying? He's saying...
I almost cried.
We Will Rock You, didn't he?
No,
what was the first one he sang?
He did,
Before Radio Gaga.
Before Radio Gaga.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Yes.
Then Radio Gaga.
Radio Gaga.
And then I believe it was maybe We Are the Champions, it kind of sounded like.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there was one I couldn't...
No, the last one was We Are the Champions.
Yeah, what was the one
there was one in between.
I couldn't figure that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say I want to break free.
Okay. Could be.
But it's not. It's,
I don't think that was it, though.
I'd have to hear it again to make sure.
And he just rocks it.
He rocks it.
And the audience gets into
they're
it.
They're going with
but
it.
But their phones
Nico
up.
And I were singing along.
He walks home with a fucking trophy.
And yeah. And yeah. And of course, the beauty of it, too, was how every word was Pompidou. Right?
So, yes. Everything you said.
Pompadou. Pompadou. Do. Do.
A-pump-a-pump-a-doo.
Yeah, that was the
It was
story.
Wonderful. It was beautiful.
And I will add that to the end. That'll be our closing.
That's the closing
song for this episode.
Did you put the I didn't listen what? To episode 3.
What?
Did you put the lake song?
Yeah.
For episode and, 3
yeah.
as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 2 and 3, you did it.
Yeah.
The
music on this show has been top notch.
Yes.
Really, I just thought top to bottom, this was by far the strongest.
It was fun. It was a fun ride.
It was good.
That, I think that's what was so great about it.
I'm still pissed that it had nothing to do with hoarding, really.
Oh, the ending, though.
Yeah. Ho finally comes back. He walks back to the RV where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And, whatever the fuck it is. And you can tell, he walks in, he goes, whew. And you can tell, he's had a long day. He's had a rough day.
Yeah.
But he made it through. He's happy to be home. He's happy to kick back, stretch his feet,
mm-hmm.
you know, in his nice, clean, empty RV, just relax.
Yep.
Opens the door to find Pompidou.
Yeah.
Trapped in a wall of objects.
With holding a wine glass. A lot more stuff than when we started.
Way more stuff. And he's holding a wine glass in one hand, and you can tell there's no way he can even make that wine glass reach his face with all the shit around.
Yes. Somehow he poured it, though.
But he poured it. Yeah. And he opens the door, and Pompidou looks at him and goes,
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Just great.
So that's it.
The beginning and ending had something to do with hoarding.
But how we got
little,
there.
A little bit in the middle.
Yes.
With him not wanting to give anything up. But yeah.
Here's the thing. For me, comedy has always been having fun. I really like... Fun. You know what I mean?
Then why do you do your shows?
That's
oh! Shots fired.
I don't have fun, and it's also not funny.
Like, every episode... of SNL that I like
that
is,
was
is
the
one that
worst
what?
Impression of a gun.
Well, it's called a sound effect. It's not an impression. We need to be
sound
a person
effect.
In order to...
Well, you were impersonating the gun.
You're sure.
That was closer than what you did.
Very. There you go.
There we go. Shotgun. Shot off.
Yeah. Shot we gotta off. Get a soundboard eventually.
No, that's retarded.
Hey!
Oh, use the word!
That's
no!
one!
That took 4 episodes. Alright.
I'll start
5. Using, I'll, 5 and a half.
Yeah. I'll start using
technically 6.
I'll start
because
using
of
word,
the secret
I'll start
episode.
Using the word autistic instead.
Oh my God.
I'm sure that's better.
Oh my. No.
Wow. Yes. I just thought it was just so much fun. The music was great. The costumes were great.
It was good.
I was laughing hysterically. They found their masterpiece. And I don't know... We got one more left. We have the season finale of Pompidou left.
Quite possibly the series finale.
Probably the series finale of Pompidou left.
You know, I'm really starting to hope that they have a season 2, though.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, for the sake of this show, right?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know how many more of these ideas we have.
There's only 6 episodes.
That's
and
it?
Then we're going to do a 7th little finale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think...
Plus a bonus
that,
of his...
Yeah, I think in that 7th episode, we're going to just kind of wrap everything up. I think I've said this before. Wrap everything up.
Say our final
give our
thoughts.
Final theories, our final thoughts, our final farewells. And
is that where you're going to disclose the secret theory?
Yeah, that's in... Yeah, okay. Assuming that it still holds true in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe we're going to try to reveal our next...
project.
Our next project.
Is it
question? Now, I'm going to ask your guys' thoughts because I would ask everyone at home to like tweet us and tell us their opinion, but I doubt anyone will. But if you want to, feel free.
Go ahead.
I'd love to hear it. Or email Nico or whatever you want to do, but... Are we going to change the name of this podcast, or should we just remain calling it the Pompidou Podcast and just do anything else?
Man, I'm going back and forth on this.
I've been thinking we should just keep it the Pompidou Podcast and just let it happen.
You know...
A part of me is saying that, because that's what brought us together.
I feel... Yeah, I sort of feel a connection to this name.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
But the thing is... Clearly, the people listening, a majority of them... searched Pompidou and came across this.
Right. And I hope that, you know, when we're all set and done, you know, and if there is a Pompidou season 2, we're obviously going to pick that up.
Oh, no,
right
yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I hope that we've entertained them enough and hopefully they'll want to stick around for our next project.
But then the thing is, if other people start watching it and they search it and they come across it and we're not... The first episodes obviously are going to be Pompidou, but if we're not talking about it,
I think here's what we do: we change the description, we change the tags, we change the entire sort of,
but keep the name.
Right, keep the name. We can even change the logo if you want, but just keep the name exactly.
I think when we're done, we take away that picture of Pompidou.
I see a lot of things sticking around. I see us continuing to say good afternoon.
Yes.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
That.
You know, I could even see some of the music staying.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what the show, that's what brought the show together.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's what brought us together. That's what brought the viewers to us.
Yes.
The listeners to us.
Yes, the
yeah,
listeners.
The
so,
listeners.
The viewers, yeah.
That's what brought everything together. And so I'm thinking, let's keep the name.
Yeah.
And
if you have any thoughts and want to let us know,
even if you have a better name idea for us,
I mean, go ahead.
But I haven't. That's the thing too. I've been thinking of potential names and haven't really. Been
I haven't. To come I, up with anything, yeah, I can.
You know, nothing really creative and punny. You know, I'm always looking for punny names. And
so you want to say that into the
very punny names.
All right, yeah, we got the screen up.
The
so you guys
pop
don't...
filter. The pop filter.
Yeah, no, that you didn't have it that time.
I did not. Yeah, I'll be honest with you guys. This has been a long journey.
What?
This
it's not over. It's not
it is
over.
It's not over. We are.
I feel like watching a Peter Jackson film.
Yeah, two more.
The long journey.
It's an unexpected one too.
It was an unexpected journey.
It's been long, and there have been times where I've been tired and bogged down. The life has sucked out of me. After episode 5, I am revitalized. I am glad we got here, and I'm excited for what's to come.
And so the next two, we're gonna do.
And guess what, guys? I'm excited to do it with you two.
Aww.
You're a fucking queer.
I'm only saying aw because when I come, he gives me like food and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, he does give us rods.
Rods.
I do give you rods.
Salty rods. Hey,
Anton, you want some?
He's
good.
He looks dehydrated, so.
Very. Huh? Yeah, I don't
so
think
pretzels,
salt.
Right?
I don't think we should feed him salt. No.
Well, I gave him a salt lick.
Right now, we should make him do the saltine challenge.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah. We'll let you know how that goes next episode.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good one, guys. We didn't go into any jet. We covered everything.
That was amazing.
And we could, like, literally ever. This is the most in-depth I think we've been.
I think so.
In an episode.
This has been fun.
Yeah, I mean,
least off topic.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I mean, and again, this, I think even if this was from the Seppi universe, though, this kind of did really kind of reinforce the Peanuts thing.
Yeah, so a little bit.
Definitely reinforced the Mary and the Dog thing. I think we have learned so much more about.
It didn't reinforce it. It tweaked it. Because you guys were.
We've learned a lot this episode.
We have learned a lot this episode. We've learned a lot about each other.
So that was gay.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for episode 7 where we can each kind of, you know, say our final
sum
words.
Up. Yeah,
awesome.
But
also apologies for the audio. If the thunder and the rain was distracting, I think it was kind of cool.
It was cool. It was definitely distracting for us.
Yes. If it's distracting for you
in the beginning, but it died down. I mean, it's still thundering. Like
deal with it, guys. There. We're doing two of these in a row.
Yeah, three.
Yep,
really.
Three really.
Yeah. But
cool.
Yeah,
I think that about does it, right?
Yeah, I think so. We'll cue song.
Cue. Yeah, there we go. And no, you've been naughty.
Pump it down.